Prime Podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 2 with verses 22 through 24. You who forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You who detest idols, do you rob temples? You who boast of the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? For as it is written, because of you, the name of God is reviled among the Gentiles. I spend a lot of time in silent contemplation, just listening to God as His Spirit guides me along, literally holding hands with Jesus. There is such peace there in the silence where God instructs as well as admonishes. Before Him, the results of life's difficult roads we encounter, living His will to find Him forever. What we took away from God in our sin is His closeness. Since we know God can never sin, we must focus on living in God first to see the love, faith, and hope of being redeemed in the community of your choice, one would hope. Find that group, for in Him others can and will help us all see His divine instruction. As we practice, pray, and proclaim how to be forgiven and live His body and blood as the daily nourishment of spiritual oneness. What we used to do doesn't represent what we do every moment of every other fundamental right. Humanity is dying, and I mean dying, to experience with artificial intelligence as the directors of our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be displayed in these times as God allows us to wreck or reap His harvest. Of everlasting life by our confession of He who rose for us all, beat, bloodied, hung on a cross, died, took His last breath, stabbed in His side, laid in a tomb. He's alive. He's the only one. You have to believe that He rose and died from a death so brutal, taking on the sins of the world. Forgiveness. Things that you've done wrong. Things that Paul reminds the Romans, you don't do them, do you? I mean, you don't want the Gentiles to revile the Lord Jesus Christ? That's you and me. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe You died and rose for me. Prayers for our children, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Elliot, Julian, and Oliver. Prayers for Dr. Joy for instructing those who are dying. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said what we pray for. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. I try to teach, practice, pray, proclaim to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. And I live my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 2. You know, it's a one stanza poem with a repeating ending. Who, you? Think about that. Who, you? It's titled, Gentiles Revile. God's name, because who, you? Adultery commit, adultery forbid. Who, you? Idols detest, temples rob. Who, you? Law boasters, law breakers, God dishonor. Who, you? Written is, as Gentiles revile God's name, because who, you? Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's October 29th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. If you understand that, you get it when I say practice, pray, and proclaim. You got to practice what the Spirit does and gives you. He's leading you, amen? You got to be inspired by the Father of all. You got to be inspired by God, amen? And you got to be fed by your Savior in your practice, in your prayer, in your proclamation. And that feeding comes in so many different ways. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from Jesus himself telling us to celebrate His Last Supper, amen. And those who believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist take upon them a special meaning of Christ. In the midst of so much confusion and hate, we can turn to the Eucharist and know that we are receiving the true body and true blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come along and join us one day. If you'd like to, give us a shout. We'd love to be a part of that with you. As we close today with a special hello to my good friends, John and Marie. Missing you guys. Hope to see you too soon. And I pray that our ending today can capture the name of Jesus. It's the only place that I see peace. It's why I walk in peace, is the name of Jesus. Give me strength, Jesus, to carry your name and proclaim the name of Jesus. Amen. That was the impromptu for today. Be in peace, my friends. In the name of Jesus.